Men.
Ja.
Thursday with the Bullring Boys. Also joining us in the studio today, Mark Dobmeier, Jory Berg, Jason Berg. They're all going to be here. Yeah, we're going to be shuffling them in and out throughout the show here. Show today, by the way, brought to you by your auto equipment experts. For all of your car equipment needs, check out Auto Equipment Experts in Grand Forks. They're an AC Delco distributor for auto parts and so much more. Auto Equipment Experts also sell and service all major brands of tire machines, wheel balancers, hoists, air compressors, and anything you need to stock your shop or for all you weekend warriors, your garage too. Locally and employee owned, check them out. Auto Equipment Experts, 5036 10th Avenue South and North, right here in Grand Forks. Call them up, 701-757-2500. Or go to autoequipmentexperts.com. Auto Equipment Experts open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. Any questions or comments for any of these guys in here today? Our phone number, 701-213-0863. 701-213-0863. And before we get going, time now for our daily segment called Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me.
I love this stuff.
All right. Okay. Here we go. Imagine a NASCAR fan, okay?
Yep.
The image that comes to mind is, you know, probably that of a brutish, beer-guzzling, loudmouth, hairy, unwashed, unshaven redneck, and her husband. And her husband.
I like it.
Welcome to the show, Jory Berg.
I'm just glad you didn't make fun of my mustache this time.
Push the black button.
Push the black button.
Oh, hey, there he is.
Hey.
Okay.
And now you gotta reposition the camera. He broke it.
Yep. And Chad Hoff, of course, is here.
Am I here?
You're right there. And Mark Dobmeier.
Yeah.
Get that mic right in front of your face, man.
How's that? Is that better?
That's better.
And sounds perfect.
Yeah. And all you guys.
Jory sounds good. We're good.
I think we're great.
Yeah. It's good times.
The way we're gonna do this today, I know you're in a hurry. And so we're gonna talk to you a little bit here, and then we're gonna kick your butt out the door, and then we got another one coming too. But here's the deal: racing tonight, River City Speedway, and rumor has it you gonna be racing.
That is true. That is true. Tonight will be the first night back. Hey. Look at that effects and everything.
I know. We've really grown.
This guy's got this dial, don't they?
Yeah. He's also got the cheat sheet there just to make sure he knows what he's doing.
A little bit. I remember when I got the call. It was 4th of July last year. I was on vacation up in the Boundary Water area, and I got the call. And we got another guy coming in here, Katie. Got the call saying you had been in the accident. It's been a long year. You have got a great recovery group supporting you. How has this last year been for you?
It's been definitely a change of pace for me, I guess. Not what I'm used to, but it's probably been good in the long run. You know, I've got to sit back and look at different aspects of racing and kind of just obviously I couldn't be part of the driving part anymore. So I just I got involved with other ends of racing, and I was always still around the racetrack and just kind of, it's just been a whole different experience. You know, it's probably been good for me just to sit back and kind of watch things a little bit. And I think I picked up a few things I can learn. And also I've had the opportunity to work with some great guys that jumped in the car, as like Sammy Swindell, Tim Kading, and now Dominic Selzy was just up here. We still wanted to keep the car in circulation and out on the track for the big shows anyway. So all the World of Outlaw events in the area, we always picked up. And then also Kading drove for us in Arizona for one race down there too. So it was a different experience. You know, you got to sit back and actually be a crew chief for a change instead of trying to just focus on driving or all of it at one time and whatnot. And got to see other guys' takes on setups and all kinds of stuff, just all kinds of different aspects of it. So it's probably been good. I think I've learned a lot over this last year. I think I've picked up some stuff that'll probably help us on the track, but you don't know until you go there and try it yourself. Mm-hmm. You know? So we got a probably a cheat sheet like you got a mile long of yep. things we want to try now to get back yep. in. But number one, we just got to get back in the car and you know, just get your feet wet again and see how it goes. See if we still remember how to turn left or not. I wasn't sure.
I was in the car. I'm pretty sure he knows how to turn left still.
Well, I figured it out last night. So I was at the go-kart races where my little youngest Tynado picked up his first go-kart.
I saw that.
And we bumped up Jackson to a bigger class where he's raced against bigger kids where they're rough and tough and pick their nose and eat the stuff, you know. And he held his own. He was able to pull off a fourth last night, so it was a lot of fun. But Mullen was walking around. They had him helping out doing a little flagging and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I was chatting with him, and he was welcoming me back and everything. He's excited to have me back. And so I asked him, I said, hey, which way do we turn out here again? You know, is it still left or what? You know, so he gave me a few directions, so I'm going to follow them and see how it goes.
All right, now, here's what I want to say. You just made this 1 year off of recovery. You sugarcoated it so bad. How bad did it really suck?
It was tough. It was tough. It was just one of the things you got to do, but you don't have a choice. You just got to make the best of it, and that's what we did. I'm very fortunate to have this good a recovery where I can jump back in this quick again. And things went very well. I had no setbacks, no falls as it went, or anything that kind of gave you a major setback. So it was a nice positive recovery. It's as quick as it can be. It was a long recovery, but I mean, we shortened it up as much as we could. And I'm just looking forward to jumping back in that thing and letting it rip.
You know? Man, you gotta look back and reflecting on that too. There's so many things that could have gone wrong with that wreck. Yeah. So I think you're thankful. You're grateful for what you have, the supporting cast behind you with the shop and everything else. To take care of that, you know, after the wreck, you had your trailer out. You're doing merchandise still. You were sitting there signing autographs still with the back brace on. I mean, you were still working at it and putting a smile on as much as you could.
Yeah.
But now it's a total different aspect. Are you nervous tonight?
I'm not nervous. I'm just excited to get back in and get this behind me, get up to speed, and get moving again. You know.
Yeah.
And it's just exciting. Everybody involved in the team is just excited too. We're getting a lot of people that are. Dave Lunster's coming up from Sioux Falls. We got Brandon Bicey coming up from down in New Ulm, Minnesota. And just we even got Uncle Purvey coming back to put some fuel in the car tonight.
Yeah, he's coming out of retirement.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's awesome. So we got kind of the whole band's getting back together, and everyone's ready to go for this opening night. So
that's awesome. And the family's all excited.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's pumped up.
Everyone's pumped up.
That's great.
Well, I can tell you right now, people are pumped up. Canadian viewer William says, since U.S. Customs won't allow me into the country, I'll be watching on River City TV. Welcome back, Mark. Glad to see you back. Josh says, how much did you have the itch to tag the tail of the NOSA feature with your Street Legal last Wednesday?
It's kind of funny. We're actually,
that was pretty funny.
We were being the pace car in a 2-seater Street Legal, and I pulled off on the back stretch as they're going around for the green, and I was Todd Hayes was running with me with Buffalo Wild Wings, and I mentioned to him. I said, "Let's do it." You know, just go around for the green flag lap. Yeah. But my luck, there'd be an accident or something. All I get caught up in it. So.
Yeah, corner one to do something there.
Yeah, and Paula says, "Mark, be careful with advice you take from Brendan Mullen, as he seems to like fences, concrete, barricades." LOL.
I think he's right on the left thing, though. I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, I think he'll be good.
Amanda Joe says, "Super excited to have Mark back with us tonight." Jenny says, hi, Jory. And
hi.
By the way.
Yeah, we have Jory here, too, by the way. Yeah.
And we will be talking.
Starstruck over here.
Yeah. And Jason Berg is here, too. And we're going to get these guys in and talk about their gig because we're going to get Mark out of here. You know, he's got a lot of stuff going on.
It's a big race night for him, man.
Yeah. Your TV career. Man, did that start and end in a bang.
Yeah.
We're going to have some fun, that's for sure. We got all signed up for the Midco deal to broadcast that, and I was going to just be up in the booth kind of helping out a little bit broadcasting. And, you know, we did all the paperwork. We got all organized to do it. And then I got to the track. I got my fancy Midco shirt and everything. We were ready to go, and I was up in the booth. And then
nothing.
started sprinkling, you know. So then... once they called the races, we just had to go to the beer garden and throw my retirement party. Yeah, that's what we did.
Went down to the Buffalo Wild Wings beer garden, and Mark says, "Oh, this is my retirement party."
Yeah.
And you know what? He made more money than I did that night. Jesus.
It was a lot of fun to listen to stories down there that you guys are talking about, though, and just reminisce and stuff. That's always cool when you hear those kind of things, you know, especially you guys like me. Not being from this area, you know, to hear those things have happened and talk to the people is pretty interesting stuff. So I know everybody's pumped up for the 13 car to get out there. It's going to be a pretty interesting crowd tonight, I think, to see what's going to happen when that 13 car comes out for hot laps.
I know it's going to put some more people in the stands, too. Heather says, I'm not allowed for favorites, but I kind of like the show lineup today. Well, thanks. Richard says, give it out, Mark. Good luck, buddy. Don't let offer rip or you're buying lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. How excited is the family? I'm sure the boys are super stoked that you're back in a car tonight, but how's Mrs. Dobmeyer thinking about this? What are her thoughts?
That's an entertaining one. She's on board for it. You know, when everything broke loose and I was at home a lot more, I'm kind of a busybody, so I take on a lot of projects, and if I'm just sitting there, I want to do something, and After a little bit of time of that, she just told me to go to the shop and get work on the cars again. So she's
the house alone, Mark.
Yeah. She's excited. You can tell she's a little bit nervous. I mean, it's rightfully so. But I know we've done all the safety precautions. We've done everything we can to make this car as safe as we can when we go out there and race. And I feel comfortable. We're back to I feel I'm back to the same risk I was before. And she was right at my side through this whole thing. She's through all the doctor appointments, so she's heard everything. I can't hide nothing.
Can't hide nothing from her.
And she knows this is what we love. This is what our family loves. So she's on board to let this happen.
You know, you get that. Race car drivers, when they're racing, usually if they meet their wife-to-be or whatever, they knew what they were signed up for when they got into this. you just don't tell them about the possibility of what could happen. But are you feeling good? Are you feel like you're 100%?
I feel like I'm out about 99% right now. And I felt really good at the beginning of the year. That's probably been the most frustrating part about this year is – when we hit the beginning of the year, I did everything I can in the off season with physical therapy, all this kind of stuff, so I could start at the beginning of the year. And I kind of knew they were going to try to put me off, and I kind of pushed them up to do the CT scans and everything right before race season because they also knew I was ahead of schedule. So we were pushing, and then right at the last minute, they pulled the rug out from me. So I think it was hard to hear at the time, but I think it probably was the right move.
Right.
I do feel a little bit stronger yet, and we've stayed on top of everything, and I'm completely ready to go. I'm back to full speed at the radiator shop and at home, and can do anything I did before. So
have you been hearing this yet? Because I heard this from doctors the majority of my life. Wait till you turn 50 and see how you feel. Because I'm 56 right now, and I feel like I'm 86.
Yeah. Well, I turned 40, the big 40 this year, and I think the what I've done with my body so far, I'm probably actually, you could call it 50.
Exactly.
How you feeling anyway? When he turns 50, he's going to feel 70. So it's going to be way different.
And doctors kept telling me that every time I'd go in and get rebuilt, and I'd just laugh at them. Put the cast on, make sure I can still hold on to the handlebars, and let's get out of here. Schedule now, I'm guessing, because I know you had a busy schedule for this season figured out. What's the rest of the year going to bring for the number 13 team?
Well, to start the season, we had roughly about 60 shows on the schedule, just about right in there, depending on rainouts and everything, obviously. But obviously we had to sit still for now, but I plan on picking up my schedule just as I was have been racing all year and just take off. So we're gonna run here Thursday, Friday this week, and then go down to Sioux Falls to hit our first race there for Houston Speedway on Sundays. And basically, we'll stick to a lot of Fridays and NOSA shows, you know, Friday night here, NOSA show on Saturday if we can, and maybe the occasional Knoxville, and then Sioux Falls every Sunday. Anytime there's an Outlaw or an All-Star show close, we'll probably be there and probably hit the Knoxville Nationals yet in August, we're thinking. So,
what's the first World of Outlaw race on your schedule?
I'd have to think about that. I'm not sure. Probably the Knoxville Nationals are right around Nationals time. And then right after the Nationals, of course, we get them back here and get a chance at them at River City Speedway. So basically, we're just going to get our feet wet and get going, get up to speed, and get everything in motion again and see how it goes. And,
you know, it kind of worked out really good because the Wayne Anderson Cup, a new thing at River City Speedway, starts tonight. So we have two nights of the NOSA Outlaw Sprint Cars, and what a great way to get your feet wet again.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Wayne Anderson is an icon in this area with sprint car racing. He has done so much for sprint car racing. He's actually one of the organizers of the NOSA organization originally. And he has had a car out there forever. He's always been involved in racing. And he's always done things for the betterment of racing and drivers in the area. He's never been about himself or anything like that. So it's great to come out and come back and show our first race and honor him and at the same time. So I'm
really
looking forward to it.
That's big.
You going to be sticking around tonight after the races for a while? Because I'm sure you are. I'm imagining
you're going to be busy.
You know, no matter what I say at every racetrack, and it doesn't matter if it's Houston Speedway where you still got to travel 4.5 hours home and go to work in the morning. Mm-hmm. You know, we say, yeah, we're going to get going early, but for some reason, our trailer is always one of the last ones to leave. So yeah, we're going to get going early tonight. How about
that? You got some guys that are running really good this year. You know, look at our winners so far this year. Yep. You got some competition. These guys just keep getting stronger and stronger all the time.
The competition is huge out in Grand Forks right now. You know, we've got a strong field of cars. From what I've been watching, at least 20 cars there pretty much every night. And there's about 10 cars could win a feature any given night. And the other 10, really, they could get it done, too, if they needed to, you know. But there's 10 very strong competitive cars out there right now. You've got Austin Pierce has been kind of pounding away on them. Right. And then Nygaard's always fast. Hastings really stepped it up over the last couple of years.
Got Mullen winning here now. And
Mullen's been stepping it up. Little Nick Ranton's been stepping on the gas. And
he's wheeling it.
Croker's been wheeling it. If we get him settled down a little bit, he's going to pick off one before you know it. There's a lot of guys that are right there, and I've been watching over the last year. The track's definitely a little bit different too. Mm-hmm. They've changed a few things there, and they've been changing their tactics on it, and the lanes are definitely changing for that. I've been watching them sitting up there, so hopefully I learn enough. We can have some fun tonight.
Awesome.
Yeah, glad you made it here.
Yeah,
Mark Dobmeier is back tonight. River City Speedway.
A boom.
Yeah.
Throwing that
sponsors,
out there.
Might as well throw them out there.
Absolutely. I got, you know, all these guys just stuck behind me the whole time, so we definitely have to get a shout out to them. First of all, Buffalo Wild Wings, Dulster Motors, Lunster Motorsports, Kello Trucking, DeKalb Seed, GOB Transport, K-Star Ag Services, Energy Release, Forks Radiator, Snap-on Tools, Lean Packaging, Danielle's Cleaning Service. These guys, when the going got tough, the tough guy going, they just toughed it out with me, and they're all ready to go again, along with my crew as well. I mean, back there, Ethan, Wyatt, Billy, Aaron, Travis, Steve, all these guys, they've just helped me out through the winter, and we've done a lot of work over the winter too. We haven't been sitting still.
Yeah.
Our trailer needed quite a bit of work, so we did a lot of welding and fabricating on that, and rewrapped a few things on that, and we've been working hard over the winter, and I've had a lot of guys just stick by my side,
and they're all great group of people.
Mm-hmm. Just waiting for that thumbs up from the doctor so we can get going again. You know, so,
you should maybe think about adding that doctor's name to your wing.
You bet.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know his crew is amazing though. That's one thing that's pretty cool, especially when I got in the two seater. How helpful they were, and how much they were smiling and go, you know. I'm excited for those guys to get back at it along with you, because they're just as competitive as you are.
Absolutely.
And they're going to be pumped tonight. There's going to be jitters. I'm going to go down there and just check, see the feel.
Along with our badass crew, they got wives that kind of let them have this fun too. So
yeah.
We got a little shout out to Jackie and Kathy, Terry, Melissa, Lori, all these guys that just let the boys come out and have some fun too.
And we are planning on doing a Racer's Wives segment probably this winter here on a Dirty Thursday. I think that might be fun. Get some of these wives in here and we'll break out the Busch lattes.
I might have to take a day off for that one.
I would recommend breaking them out before you get them on.
I've learned that.
All right.
Again, thanks,
buddy,
Mark.
Thank you.
Looking forward to seeing you tonight. Go get them.
Sounds good. Thanks,
all right,
guys.
Appreciate it.
Get back to work. Thanks, Marky.
Will do.
Okay, now we're going to do a little swapping here. We're going to get him out of here and get Jason Berg sitting down. But first, right now, I want to talk about Forks First. And they present Prohibition Comedy Night. This is going to be fun. Check out comedians James Stanley and Ahmed Khalif. Special host Toby Shamu. Show starts at 8 o'clock. Don't miss this awesome event. It's tomorrow. Now, you want to get your tickets in advance, all right? ForksFirstPresents.com. Now, Forks First presents Prohibition Comedy Night tomorrow in East Grand Forks. Now, limited seats are available, so you want to buy those advance tickets. And again, go to ForksFirstPresents.com, and they'll hook you up with that. All right. Jason Berg's in the studio. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful.
Are you? Look at this good change. We did.
Mm-hmm.
Just a quick change.
You like that? And, okay, I tell you what, you talk for a minute.
I got to talk for a minute?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh boy. Tell them about cinnamon.
About cinnamon?
Yeah.
My stage name is Cinnamon.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to know, I am deadly on here. Yeah. We had to have.
Nice to meet you, Cinnamon.
How are you? Jory gave me the name of a Cinnamon. And so I'm taking that to heart, and we're going to have a good time with that. So, yeah, Cinnamon's a good name. Thank you for that. You know, I wish I had a better, like, if a Cinnamon, if I was redhead, but there's not much. Well, I could be redhead if I get a sunburn.
There you go.
I mean, there's always that choice.
We can do that. We can fix it.
Get a sunburn and just take care of that with that.
We're just sticking in the infield.
You and I are out of place here. We don't have a boxcar. I mean, I got to get one of them by Sunday. I need a 2XL. Set one aside for the fat kid here.
We can do that for sure.
I have a hat, but I forgot it at home.
Yeah. Well, I just did a wardrobe change. How about that? There you go. See the back.
Now he's going to
sweat.
He's like
Superman. He went and changed in the phone booth and
what the heck?
Superhero.
Kind of
superhero
tongue?
John Roberts now.
Look at that tongue on that.
Yeah, it's all about the glasses.
That is pretty cool. This boxcar brand, it's a pretty cool deal you got going. It's gaining momentum, man. Amanda just posted something really cool about it. And while I was sitting here, listening to Mark Dobmeier, and I'm very excited to see him back tonight. It's pretty cool.
Right, that's a pretty big deal.
There's something really cool from Vanilla Cycles on Facebook and stuff about this weekend. So, man, the traction this thing's gaining, Jory, is awesome.
Did you ever expect it to take off like it did when you started it?
No.
You thought it'd be fun, right?
Yeah, we were just kind of messing around for something to do during COVID, and then all of a sudden we didn't have enough supplies to get anything out to anyone, and it was like, well, maybe we should take it a little bit more seriously, so we did. And then we were able just to give back to racing, and that's what the ultimate goal was anyways. So,
right.
I mean,
I
just
love
keep
this.
Doing what we're doing.
I love the stickers, dudes. It's Pit Lizard Certified.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is awesome.
There's a lot of cars in the pits that have them on them without them knowing that they're on them.
Yeah. So, oh, really?
If you guys find them on your cars, just don't get mad. Just shoot me a text or peel it off.
Yeah, don't peel it off. Leave it on there. It's all in good fun.
I need some of them, too.
Yeah, I'll get some.
They'll be there because you're going to set up stuff, aren't you, on Sunday?
Yeah, so Sunday we got that. Well, we'll just talk about that real quick. Jason mentioned that they're going to have some Midwest mod shows down at Buffalo River. So yes. I talked to him, and I said, well, why don't we make it a $500 to win ordeal and see how many cars we can get a lot of cars down there, because they haven't been there since what, Jason?
2013.
Yeah.
Wow.
So 8 years. So, you know, it's going to be a really good opportunity for us Midwest mod guys to kind of showcase what we can do in the WISOTA world, because they're kind of more used to the IMSA world down there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we can go down there and put on a big show. And then one of my sponsors, Vanilla Cycles, they jumped on board and they said, hey, why don't we just make this thing $1,000 to win? And he goes, one stipulation, I want to be there with my AMA flat track motorcycle, my racing tent and all that stuff. So he's going to have all of his Vanilla Cycle apparel and all that.
Oh, wow.
He's going to have that available. He's going to have some motorcycles there so the kids can look at them. My business partner, Kale, he's going to bring his Lightning McQueen car, which is a Mustang that's all decaled up like Lightning McQueen. I'm sure you've seen it around
town.
Oh,
yeah, I've seen
that.
Kids
love that thing, you know.
Yeah.
So we'll bring that. Got a couple bicycles to give away. By the way, Jason, I'm sending that home with you, because a dude with a mustache driving around with a bicycle in the back seat of his car isn't
that's not appropriate.
It's not that cool.
Yeah, no. So
that's going home with Jason.
It's eye-opening for sure, but it's not the right eyes we want to look at.
That's right.
Yeah, but white van stuff.
Well, it's a black Tahoe with a tinted window, so it looks really sketchy.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like what's a drug dealer.
What's that big bag of candy doing in the back?
I got two big bags of candies, too.
I'm going to hand you some stickers. Take these to your mom.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, he's got stickers like that mustache he's got. Yeah. It is sketchy. Yeah.
It gets pretty iffy really fast.
If you didn't know him, you might run. If you knew him, you're fine. But if you don't know him, you might turn the other way and run. Yeah. Like, mom, this guy
scares
me. We should
have that music whenever we put it on him, that chicka chicka mau mau, chicka mau mau.
Yeah. Like
if you see his vehicle by Dairy Queen, do not go in that Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
That Dairy Queen's off limits. Don't go in there.
Yeah, I was just on the North End Dairy Queen last night. It's kind of funny you say that.
So we got a text from Lindsay, Mustache Mafia. See you guys Sunday. Excited to invade Glendon with Midwest Modifieds. Says Taylor Grove Motorsports. They put up $200 extra bucks, too.
Nice. Taylor Grove is with Dakota Cat, I believe.
Yep, that's up $200 extra for the winner on Sunday if we have 30 or more cards.
30 or more cards.
Yep.
I think we're going to have that. I mean, I always tell people.
Did we pre-register for this or no?
Yes.
Okay.
There's a registration link. We would like you to pre-register for this. We're trying to move to that so it speeds things up.
Mm-hmm.
other tracks are doing it seems successful. So we're going to try it and see. Plus, it helps gauge who's coming. And you know, to be honest, like during COVID when they started that, I really liked like Heather McDonald and Nolan did a good job. They'd be like confirmed this guy.
Yeah.
You know, you'd see Jory was confirmed. You're like, oh, cool. I want to go there, you know. Mm-hmm.
We'll clear that up. Heather did that. Nolan had nothing to do with that.
I try to be nice. You know?
I mean, you can be, but I'll tell you the truth. Heather did a good job.
So I always tell people, like when we first started that first night at Buffalo River, I didn't know if anybody show up, fans or cars. So when I stood up on that turn one during the national anthem, I was like, I got tears in my eyes of people that were there.
That's cool.
And the NLRA late model show, I was so nervous. I don't think I ate for a day and a half. I was so nervous, you know, the just everything about it. It was just outstanding. I went to that.
It was the NLRA show there was awesome.
It was, it was outstanding.
A hell of a good show.
It surpassed every expectation I had tenfold. And then, you know, I'm very worried about the show. This is, I seem to go, my partners will tell you that I'm the nervous one of the group.
Right.
The Red River Valley Fair is going on. So I'm looking at who is singing that night. It sticks. That's a good concert. It's 80 people. I'm fighting sticks. So, and I thought,
who's been up here 15 times in the last 12 years? Thinking,
you know what? But then Jory and I were talking and he's like, hey, you want to do something for that Midwest Mod deal? And I'm like, yeah, let's do something. I think, you know, the number of people we might lose to the concert, we're gaining back because we have the IMCA stock cars on this calendar as well. The Innix Legends will be there for the first time of the year. And I was hoping for 20. And that's what I told Jory when he first said this. And then all of a sudden it got to 1,000. And Tom Berg from Race Chaser Blog donated 100 this morning. So if we get 30, we're talking 1,300 to win. I'm going to throw in a $100 Jason Berg Racing Hard Charger award. And, you know, I got a couple days. Maybe I'll find a little more money. You never know.
Right.
But honestly, there's some people that have been texting and posting that 30 is a realistic number. And I don't want to get my hopes up, but it's realistic. And
Well, as that purse keeps going up, the car count is probably going to go up.
Yeah, I mean, I know Scott Bince is coming and probably bringing some Jamestown people. The Lisbon cars, I believe, are coming up there. Jory's been working hard to get people to come from out that way. And you know, it's funny, Jory and I are not related, but
I was going to ask you that.
No relation, but he's raced a lightning sprint in the past, and we've just become friends. One of my favorite people to talk to on the phone at the racetrack, and a great guest to have on the show.
Oh, yeah.
What he's doing with Boxcar Brands, him and Kale.
Oh, yeah.
This is flipping awesome.
Yeah, and by the way, I'm not the only one that wanted air fresheners. Heather McDonald says, I need something to cover up someone's, who I believe is Tim Berg. His chili farts on the way home from the sites.
Oh, that'd be Nolan, because I think Nolan had about 6 bowls of Tim's chili at the sites when we were rained out.
I missed the chili because I stopped by and I grabbed you to go do an interview. We went down to front and I'm like, I missed the chili. He goes, oh, dude, it was good.
Yeah, we're going to do it again this year. It was 40 pounds last year and it went pretty fast during that rain delay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because we had a tent and everything. So everyone was hanging out there. We had like Shane Romling and all those guys hanging out at our trailer.
I need to get there. These rain delays, I'm stuck up in the booth because you never know when it's going to start, because as announcers at a racetrack, we're the last ones to find out anything.
Right.
Usually. We do have a question for you from Joshua. Do you have the promoter headaches yet, Jason? Everyone is doing a great job at Glendon. How has this first year been for you?
You know what? I would honestly say it's exceeded expectations of what I had. We've had 6 events, one rain out completely, and one at intermission. We just barely got the heats in, but we tried. We really tried to work the track in, and a second rain shower came, and it killed it.
Right.
What I found unfortunate about that, though, is you got fans that want you to either call it or try to race it. You can't win on that situation, but you also have made a lot of food. But those are things you learn. I mean, it's a cost of doing business, but I can't say I've had a headache. I've had a lot of stress because I'm anxious, because I want it to succeed and do well. If you ask people, this is a 25-year dream in the making for me. I almost left to go to Missouri a year ago, but COVID kind of scared me away. And one of my friends said, hey, this Glendon deal might come around again. And it did. And my 4 partners in this, I'm very thankful and appreciative that they let me have the opportunity to be part of it. And you see and hear from me the most because I talk a lot compared to them. And
I just, must be a Berg thing.
Yeah, it's my birthday, right? Amen, brother. We're together on that. you know, they allow me the freedom to be the general manager and take care of things. And we have some great people that do some stuff. There are so many that help out. Jeanette does a lot of stuff behind the scenes that nobody really sees. Mike Widowich helped out a lot. Kelly and Marty and, you know, there's some, you know, my daughters are working there. It's a family thing. My stepmother's working there. It's just awesome. And then you take on challenges every week. Like, you know, you're competing against the fair this week, so you're wondering how crowd's going to be. Jory comes to me with this great idea. And I'm excited to have the Midwest Mods and just to be part of what Jory's talking about, because we're going to utilize the mall, what it's for. I mean, you've been there, so you know that mall. You've encouraged me. I have somebody actually there today. I wanted a temporary shirt shack, but he's going hardcore. I think we'll actually have the shirt shack maybe done that I wanted, because you guys are bringing stuff, knock on wood. Maybe he's got that done. Just a lot of things going on. I'm going to announce this today. We're going to do this in August. We are going to have something called bracket racing sometime in August. $200-$300 car, pile of crap, whatever you want. You're going to sit at the start finish line. We're going to go green. You get two laps. The winner goes home, or the winner sits there for the next round. Loser goes home, and then we'll just run it off till we have a final champion of it. We'll do it a couple different weeks, and you know, then we'll have the winners just race against the winners and. Uh-huh. You know, if the cars get junked, who cares? They're $300 junkers. We've actually got some people that donated cars for this to do it.
Wow.
I told Ryan Resta and I were talking about one of our partners, and he said, I don't know that you're going to make it through turn one. But it's just for fun. We're going to do something cool like that.
Throw this out there. If anyone wants to donate a car for me to junk, I'm your guy.
Jory, we'll find you one.
Yeah. You know, I used to run, they used to do the Enduro series up at Buffalo River, and I used to run that, and I junked a few. No doubt about it.
Saturday, August 21st, we're having an Enduro.
I don't have a small car anymore. Jeepers.
I brought you lots of stuff, Jijon, and I don't know how you want to give them away.
Okay, we're going to talk about that in a minute, but I need to get this in there. You know, life doesn't seem to ever slow down. Everything needs to be done, like, right now. Well, when it comes time for an oil change, stop into Valvoline Instant Oil Change. You know, most oil changes are done within 15 minutes there. It's so fast. They do more than that, too. Transmission and coolant flushes, tire rotations and batteries. And also included in your oil change, they'll top off your fluids, check your tires, battery, lights, wipers, cabin air filter. And you also get discounts for fleets and the military, too. Now, they can text and email invoices and coupons. And I tell you what, if you mention Grand Forks Best Source, they'll give you $10 off your oil change. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, it's open 7 days a week. No appointments needed. And pickup and delivery is available in Grand Forks, too. Come to Valvoline Instant Oil Change for a complete oil change and more. 3325 South 38th Street or call 701-780-8462. But make sure you tell them that Grand Forks Best Source sent you. Back with a studio full. The Bullring Boys, Chad Hoff and myself, of course, Jory Berg and Jason Berg, not related, in the studio. We're getting ready to do some stuff here. But Jason Berg, you know, not only are you a partner at a racetrack now, but you also race. How's the Lightning Sprint going this year?
Well, how's your foot? Talk about getting old.
Yeah, you know, I got hurt last week at the rain delay. I powered through it, but I cracked my tibia.
Oh.
So I'm in this boot for 4 to 6 weeks. I unfortunately missed Greenbush last Saturday.
I didn't even notice.
I didn't either.
On Saturday, we are racing in Greenbush again.
Color shorts is he wearing?
I'm going to try to get in the car. It's taking the foot and trying to push down. You know, it's the bone in the tibia, you know, that is bruised. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you damaged everything around it going up and down. And I'm going to try. He told me to skip last week. He said next week, see if you can handle it. But I'm in the boot for at least 4 weeks. So, you know, he said if I can tolerate the pain, go ahead.
Oh, geez. Okay.
So we're going to try. You know, it's a Lightning Sprints. It's been an okay summer. We're running a new motor package, so we're learning things. We got, you know, more horsepower. And man, the Lightning Sprint division is going awesome. I've been poised for that summer shootout we have. I have a Lightning Sprint driver from Colorado.
Just around the corner, by the way.
Yep. He's coming up here July 23rd to race at West Fargo and Buffalo River and stay the next week. And there's a 3-day show weekend with the Corey Olson Memorial up in Greenbush. Sorry about that. And then he's going to fly back to Colorado and then come back for the shootout. So he wants to do a little test stuff. I mean, we're drawing interest. I believe, knock on wood, Sheldon Creed, NASCAR Truck Series champion, may be here racing that Lightning Sprint shootout.
Wow, that'd be pretty cool.
That would be cool. So. And speaking of Greenbush, I'm going to be up there calling races on the 31st.
Awesome.
I'm looking forward to it. I haven't been to Greenbush in years and years.
Love it.
I feel like I'm leaving you out of here.
We are.
Yeah. I'm just hanging out.
Yeah. You know, when we were talking when you first got in here, and I said, you know what, you're having a pretty good year, and you are. And then you said, and I was just going to bring it up, I said, or you said, except last week. Motor issues, but it looks like you've got things figured out now too.
Yeah, everything's pretty dialed in right now. My dad and I worked pretty much all day on Monday on the motor, and my daughter hung out in the garage and watched cartoons. But yeah, we did pretty much a complete top end rebuild on it, and anything from the plug wires all the way to the distributor, we replaced it, and it seems like it's back to normal. So hopefully we can get back up front and start doing what we were doing before. So I get some, I guess, pretty impressive stats where I'm just having fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you a guy that that follows those and keeps track of your numbers, see how you rate across the country, or are you just trying to have fun, like you say?
I'd rather not, but my dad brings it up all the time. He's like, hey, somebody just has you're leading points. And I'm like, I don't want to be.
Yeah.
I'd rather be at the end, you know, but not having all the pressure on you in the beginning.
Right.
But I guess we're paying more attention to kind of the state points deal than what we are anything.
Mm-hmm.
The track points, it'd be cool to win a track championship, but I mean, we're just enjoying it and having fun as a family and my friends and stuff. And then still trying to promote the boxcar stuff. So right now my focus, I mean, we got a 4-day weekend. We race here Thursday, Friday, Saturday back in Devil's Lake. And
right.
then the show with Jason and Buffalo River on Sunday, where my focus is more on getting the ball rolling for Sunday, but I'm still going to go out there and try to win every night. So,
and you got to admit, it's a lot more fun when you're doing well.
Yeah. It's a lot more fun and a lot less work when you're up front. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. I found that out.
Do you change your aspect of driving when you're looking at points, when your dad reminds you, do you think about that in the car at all?
No, I just stick to what I'm doing. I mean, main game is just to stay in your head and work on keeping that front end clean and just stay consistent. As long as I click off consistent laps and race my own race, passing cars just comes pretty easy after that. So,
you know, when he's hooked up real well, when that car does not lift in the corner, you know, then that BO is just hauling the mail. I've seen it several times,
yep.
Especially in Devil's Lake. When you hit corner one and you turn that thing and you could see that car just rotate and nothing lifted, that's the kind of car to beat.
It's funny with the mods because some people think it's really cool when their left front tire doesn't touch the dirt the whole lap.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you know, really, that's not the way they probably want it to be set up.
No,
you want all four tires touching at all times.
It's just a testament to my dad building really big horsepower, him and Corky Thomas build my motors. So it's not like I'm going out and spending $18,000 on a store-bought motor. These are $4,000 or $5,000 things that my dad and Corky, you know, take the time because they're passionate about it and they build me a hell of a piece. Then you got Dustin and Brian Strand. I mean, when I get the car from them, I never turn a screw on it and I still haven't. And if they say to do something, I just do it. And the car works really well. So, you know, hats off to those guys and my sponsors and everyone that's backed me so far. So.
It, well, and not only does he win here, he's won in Arizona too.
That was
That was phenomenal. To have him with, he had a cowboy hat on and six shooters, right?
Yeah, and then I got to ride the bull.
You got to ride the bull.
That's pretty sweet.
I mean,
and you know what? That mustache was probably a great picture.
Yeah, he fits that outlaw. Yeah, put a cowboy hat on him, give him some six shooter. Pew! Yeah, he was ready to rock and roll.
How did that go again?
Yeah, pew! Yeah.
That's sound effects and everything.
Yeah.
I should record that and put it in the box here.
One of that side of that body or whatever from Arizona is hanging up now inside the beer garden down there. So I got to go and sign that and write
that's
where I want
awesome.
At. So it was pretty cool to have them want that there. So put it on display because that's probably my biggest accomplishment so far in racing.
Does River City Speedway have one of your side panels?
He just said that.
Oh, I thought you said Arizona.
No, that's no, what the he
one,
just okay. said.
The one from Arizona, oh, the winning ones.
So. Okay.
Hey, forgive him. The 80s were horrible on him. So give him
the 80s was hard on me. No, I'm just wondering because Scott texted and said you need to autograph that thing so they can hang it up.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, right. He told me. I ran into him at Dairy Queen last night.
Oh, okay.
He was trying to give away candy.
Yeah. You need some sprinkles for that ice cream cone?
I got bikes in back.
Yeah. I was giving away ice cream cones. So. Yeah.
As he raises his eye. Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Oh, that's awesome.
Jason Berg, Buffalo River Speedway. What do you got for us there? I see it's like you're getting ready to play a board game there or something.
It's kind of like we're playing, you know, five-card stud or something here. But we've got five ticket packages you can give away. So it's two general admission tickets from Track Talk.
Okay.
Jason Berg. There it is.
Mm-hmm. You got to get that plug in Monday night, 6:30 to 8:00. So it's two tickets. For general mission, and I threw in 10 buy one, get one for Buffalo or for Thunder Road.
Wow.
So courtesy of Jason Berg Racing in Buffalo River, 10 buy one, get ones.
Okay, so we got five of these.
Yeah.
Five of them. And here's how we'll do this. Text us, say you want one. I'll write your name down. You will have to be here. You will have to come in here and get these tickets by tomorrow or make arrangements and we'll try to leave them for you. But again, our phone number, 701-213-0863. If you want one of these ticket packages, man, that is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a call or a text and just say your name, say you want them, and you will have them.
Yeah, I got Amanda Joe on here says Cinnamon is getting excited on the show today. I love her.
How the hell did that name ever come around?
Yeah. Well, I was at Devil's Lake. We were talking about how I was messing up his name for a year. And I'm getting that right. And then what did we, I don't know how you came up with Cinnamon all of a sudden.
I think I just told you. Or you said you had to go up and put music on, and then you're telling me the genres of music that you're going to put on.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that sounds like music from the northern down south, and you said you danced there, and I said amateur night, and he said no, professionally.
No.
So I was like, well, what's your stage name? Chad Cinnamon Hoff.
Yeah.
So it's Cinnamon now.
I'm
so
Cinnamon.
Yeah. That's so all it. These surgeries that he's been doing, he's actually been headlining down there.
He's been on tour. He's
Four inches. You know, some reason, just that whole thought of that stained my brain.
And you're going to remember that every time you look at me.
Professional.
Cinnamon.
Yeah.
The worst part is you got a mental image of that burnt in there now.
That's what I'm saying. It's stained right now.
Oh,
it's,
for sure.
It's in there.
Under this shirt is a whole other shirt. Just throw that in your head. Yeah. Hey, talk about something else, too. I was listening on Monday night. Kelsey Peterson's on the show.
Yep.
And you did something that was pretty spectacular about Thunder Road. Talk about that going on.
So I was joking with Kelsey because she's fast. She's one of the, I mean, she's a talented young lady in them lightning sprints. She's a force to be reckoned with. And she lives in Fargo now. And I was sitting here giving some of these Thunder Road tickets away. And I said, you know, maybe if we go to Thunder Road, maybe I could whoop your butt one of these
days. Yeah, yeah. So I
said, she's like, I'm game.
Yeah.
Well, we started getting some messages. And one of the producers from my show said, hey, why don't we do something and maybe make this some kind of an event and broadcast a little bit and build a little bit up for it, and let's get some other drivers involved and let's donate some money to charity or something. So within the next few weeks, we're going to have something out there. We're gonna probably allow a few more people to have some races in the winter. You know, we'll get some money put up, and then it'll go to the charity of the driver's choice when they win. But we are going to do it, and I am going to beat Kelsey Peterson somehow. Either she's going to wreck.
I want to be there.
She's going to wreck, or I'm going to win.
Sign me up. Just let me know when.
Yeah.
We'll get there. Yeah. I'll be on the sidelines cheering.
Yeah. No, let's get you in a car. He's going to get some other race cars.
Yeah, we're going to get beat.
You ever think about inviting any of the media?
Yeah, well, you guys are invited.
I mean, let's do it.
All of us. I mean, James Sandusky is one of my sponsors. He's a great, great guy to work with. He'll set us up and get away. They've got enough carts. We can do heat races and make.
Yeah.
We're gonna make this something cool.
I think that'd be fun.
We're gonna have fun, and we're gonna have to put a little cover over that sign that he's got there. No bumping allowed. You know, probably have to break the rules a little bit that night, but. I will probably be calling James on the way home to try to, because this has actually gained a lot of traction in the last 24, 48 hours.
Oh, yeah.
I've had a lot of people texting me, so I need to call him, try to set something up, and then talk to the station. They really want to do something, and they're encouraged me to set up a live broadcast remote Monday night at the go-kart track. out at the Red River Valley Speedway.
You let me know when. I'll be there.
Well, yep. I would love to. Actually, I'm inviting you if you want to come, either one of you, next Monday down to do the show. And it's always fun to have somebody to interact with. And a lot of the drivers don't always want to do it, or you know, my schedule doesn't allow trying to get some of them. Sometimes I'm trying to scramble to get guests at 6 o'clock.
Oh yeah, tell me about it.
I have a few things going on in my life.
You're a little busy. Yeah. Let me find out, but maybe we could take a road trip down there.
I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that would be. Yeah, I'd love to. Yep. Now I forgot what I was going to say. You were talking about bumping with go-karts. Mm-hmm. Last time I was in a go-kart was on a cruise ship, and I got in trouble.
You did.
Bumping and ramming, whatever you want to call it, rubbing paint.
Bumping, he says,
you can't be doing that. And I said, well, tell them to get the heck out of my way then.
Quit blocking me.
They're not going to move and get out of my way. I'm going to move them.
Just give them a couple of howdy duties.
Yeah. Again, we have got these ticket packages, and I'm amazed nobody has texted yet because people are still texting. Two race tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And then 10, buy one, get one free at Thunder Road.
Yep.
All you've got to do is text 701-213-0863 and give me your name, say you want them, and we will stash this package away for you.
Can
and
I text
just
you?
Come on up.
Yeah, I just text him right now.
Can I text you?
I don't know, you have to ask him.
All right, never mind.
He was trying to get the ball rolling.
Yeah. I'm over here. I like go-karts.
Yeah,
I love go-karts. Seriously, Thunder Road has a lot of cool stuff. Two courses of mini golf, some batting cages.
Yep.
These can be good for whatever you want. You don't just have to do go-karts. I mean, but, man, I tell you what, Chadoff, I challenge you and John Roberts. I'm going to whoop your ass on the go-kart. I'm going to be the best media personnel. I may not beat Kelsey Peterson, but I'm going to beat you two.
Oh.
I got $50 says neither one of you can beat me.
Fifty.
For
the Bull Ring boys.
That's almost, you can't really.
I'm not going to go wrong with that.
You can't say no.
I'm not going to say no. We're live on television right now.
Calling you out.
Done.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
I'm coming to watch.
And I'm going to be the fastest Berg, so.
Well, I'm going to sit out because I'm going to sit on the side.
We might need somebody to broadcast it.
There you go.
I'll be the flagman.
There you go.
Hey, I heard a rumor you might be the plague man for the go-karts.
Holy cow, that just started. I didn't even say yes or anything. Paula just asked me about it last night.
Oh.
But, hey, I used to fly. I have a set of flags you can borrow. I got in my shop. I'll teach you. I used to do it for a lot of years.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Now the pressure's on.
If you have Malvolov, I wasn't any good.
In your old age, though, you got to make sure you keep that Bengay cream next to you and make sure to rub your shoulders down every so often.
Well, I don't want to get tennis elbow or something.
You know, we were talking about
that. Yeah, race car still, yeah.
I have a question for you guys.
Okay.
With receivers now being predominantly at every track nowadays, right?
Yeah.
Is there a need for the flagman in the stand to actually be waving the flag? It's a conversation that's being around. Is the flagman more for the fans right now?
That's a tough call. Being up though in the announcer booth, whenever somebody's transponder or receiver or something isn't working, because you hear it all the time, and you'll see it when it comes across a computer, and it's like, that's not right. Mm-hmm. Well, this guy, that guy, and this guy, their stuff's not working. We'll talk to him, blah, blah, blah. You know what? Maybe a lot of people think flagman might be for show, but I still think we need him. I really do.
You wouldn't lose the person,
right?
But you have the lights, you have the person on the track, you have the person in your earpiece. Is it just for people to see what the yellow flag is? I mean, honestly, I used to look at Don Gunke, his brother, I think it was, used to do the running on the front straightaway at the stock car stampede.
Right.
He used to run backwards. I used to just wonder how many times he would fall, and he never did. He'd run over. The flagman, I know personally that I've gotten pretty animated up at the flag stand when I'm pissed off at somebody, and I'm sure I was probably a treat to watch too. But I wonder if seriously it's part of the show for the fans rather than the actual.
People
tell me they don't even look at the flags anymore.
Oh, I think sometimes that they can get pretty animated up there too. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you could see it. I don't know. I don't have a receiver on anymore. So I used to, but I don't. I don't know what all goes on with that. I'm
out of that one. What people's thought was. I mean, so like Jory, you're gonna like this. Amanda, I did this for Amanda Joe. There are, you know, those little green people. I think I told you about this. That say slow. That people put up in developments and stuff like that.
Oh, like the slow for kids?
Yeah. So yeah. I took one and put one on the yellow tire on the top and on the bottom. And Corey's Car Care sponsored it. So it's the Frank and Corey's Car Care restart zone. So you got these two little green guys.
I've seen it. It's hilarious.
That's awesome.
It is hilarious. Funny.
It's kind of, and Amanda loves it because it was something. She's like, did you see this, Jason? We should do that. That's why I did it one day. I go, look what we did, Amanda.
I feel a lot worse running over one of those things than a cone.
Yeah. You hit Frank.
Did I hit a kid? What the heck?
It has
what?
A name.
I'm going over some track schedules here quickly.
Let's do it.
No racing tonight in Ada, I guess. I didn't see anything on the schedule.
No racing tonight in Ada.
Yep. Of course, River City Speedway tonight, day one of the Wayne Anderson Cup. Tomorrow is day two. NOSA Outlaw Sprint Special in Devil's Lake Saturday. Professional Dirt Series. Western Renegade Non-Wing Sprints are going to be there. Greenbush on Saturday, the Pure Stock Special with A-Mod Street Stocks and Midwest Modifieds. And, of course, Buffalo River with that big Midwest Modified show on Sunday.
And two makeup features, for one for the IMCA Hobby Stocks and Limited Late Models. We can't do all of them in one night.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot going on. I was going to add something for the Lightning Sprints, and I looked. I'm like, we have too much going on. No way. And, you know, I just kind of want – I'm going to put a different hat on this week, and I'm going to kind of work in the booth a little bit and have a little fun and little watching and see how Jory does, and maybe he can take the bank home. I mean, I'm excited that he came to me with this offer. I want to thank you personally and just tell you I feel that – I feel appreciative that you came to me with this opportunity to do this at the Buffalo River Speedway. It really means something. It means to me that you like what we're doing and that you want to come race there. It's kind of touching for me. It really is. So I appreciate that. And thank you.
Oh, hell. Now we're getting emotional.
We're going to have a moment.
We're going to have a moment. I'm going to have to hug him.
But this could lead to something bigger every year.
It could. And I mean, you know, that mall we have, it's underutilized. I mean, we're going to buy a Lightning Sprint just to put in there so there's other things. I mean, we want to use it for flea markets, whatever. But to put some boxcar brand stuff in there and vanilla cycles.
Right.
Now other people will see what I'm talking about. My partners and the fans, they'll see my vision of what I want that to be. And hopefully it'll catch on. And I mean, but all that stuff started with a conversation with Jory. And, you know, when he heard about it, he approached me. I mean, for him, it just means a lot that he reached out to me.
Right.
That means that we built a relationship and a trust. And for him to spend the boxcar money with us really means a lot. I take it personally. And I mean, I'm amped up for the show and I'm anxious. And you ask anybody that's working there. I mean, I'm going to go back. I'm going to dig the track and water it. And then I'm probably going to come up to Grand Forks, but I got to take care of the track first. But it's got to be ready for the show. I mean, I'm harping on my daughter about the concessions and make sure we have this done and Jeanette that this is done. And I mean, I wear people out.
But she's learned a lot. She's just starting this year. She started up in the booth in Devil's Lake. She's probably the Heather of Buffalo River for you guys.
She does a great job. I mean, I have some very key people there that do just a great job, and she's one of them. You know, Melanie, who you don't know, she comes and cleans every Monday. She loves cleaning, so she just cleans every Monday.
Right.
Helps on Sunday. Both my daughters work there, and my stepmother. It's kind of a family thing. My parents come every week. You know, it's just my ex-wife brings my granddaughter every week, and she hangs out there.
That's awesome.
It's awesome.
That's very cool.
Do you ever get any sleep?
I do. It's
Amanda about, Joe would say that's wrong. He probably doesn't sleep at all.
That is wrong because I got a text at 6 this morning.
Yeah.
I go to work early.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, why are you up?
What are you doing right now?
I work on the railroad. Yeah. And I'm awake. Why are you awake?
Yeah.
I try to fall asleep about 11:30. I seem to have a habit of waking up about 2. And then I look at my phone and I start doing emails and stuff like that. Then I go back to sleep. My alarm's set for 5:45 to 6, something like that.
Right.
I'm usually up before it, and I'm like, forget it. I'm just going to work.
I
know how that goes. I tried calling Ricky Weiss at like 8 o'clock this morning, and I still haven't got a reply.
You're not going to get nothing there.
Well, the World of Outlaw Late Models will be here next week, I was kind of hoping I could get him on. We had Rick Eshelman last year, and he's an awesome guy. I did get asked a question about you. They asked me to ask. This was a couple of days ago. Any plans for beyond Midwest Modified? You thinking? Is it ever tickled the thought of maybe jumping into a late model or an A mod or anything like that?
Yeah, there's a lot of late model talks and stuff like that that's going on, but nothing that's really set in stone. I mean, there's been some offers to try a couple and whatnot, but as for right now, I got two B mods, and you know, we have Jason Strand run one every once in a while, and I offered that to him to run the Golden Hammer to defend his title up there in Devil's Lake. So, yeah.
Yeah, maybe
we can get you in one.
Yeah.
But, I mean, for what we have in the B-Mod and the community and stuff like that, I think we're pretty happy with where we're at right now. And I don't think I'm at that level where I can make that transition and be 100% confident in running like I do right now. So, for me and my sponsors and stuff like that, if I could find some more sponsors and some more money and, you know, some more backing, I know that I got the support behind me. I know, like, Dustin and Jason Strand, those guys with the late models, Brandon Fuller, even, you know, if I ask them something about a late model, I'm pretty sure they teach me how to run one.
Oh, so. Yeah, they'll help you all you want until you start beating them.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes.
That way with everything.
Yeah.
It was the same way when I first started catfishing, you know, and now I fish all these tournaments and all this stuff, and these guys are more than willing to help you until you beat them. Yeah. And then it's like they don't even know you.
Right. It's like, you really got into that fishing. You love that fishing.
I saw him last night. I celebrated my wedding anniversary, and Lori was her birthday last night. So I saw him at Blue Moose, and I was like, hey, I thought you'd be fishing. Like, and he goes, birthday.
Got it. Even my own kid was surprised. He's like, really? You're going to supper for mom's birthday? I thought you'd be fishing. And it's like, shut up.
Priorities.
Shut up.
He had to put points in the bank.
Yeah. He's trying to get his savings account. Yeah.
So you can pull that out one time. Just, hey, remember that time I went to your birthday instead of going fishing?
Yeah. And, you know, of course, they all agree with you when you talk like that to them.
Yeah, well, of course.
Yeah.
I don't see Lori saying that, though.
No. See if you can find me this weekend, because I'm probably going to be in the boat the whole weekend.
Yeah. Well, if you're not on Sunday, though, I'm going to personally invite you guys down, both of you. You got a couple tickets for you at the door.
That'd be awesome. I haven't been to Buffalo River since, well, it's been 2 years,
you know,
3 years.
I had the owner and president of Robert Gibbons' son there for Robert Gibbons night. They had an employee appreciation night out there, and they drive by it every week, and Bob Gibb came in, and he said, wow, I didn't know this existed up here. I didn't know what this was. We have new signs on the back that actually show that it's a racetrack now. It's Welcome Buffalo. Coca-Cola is putting a new one up today as we speak.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
The National Guard reached out to us and signed a 3-year contract to put a banner up there as well. They like what we're doing, and it's great to partner with the National Guard. But we've made things on the back that show it's a racetrack. But people have never experienced the inside yet.
Right.
It was so busy, asked Jory for that late model deal. We actually had to move bleachers around and seating because I know what the NOSA show can do and our fan appreciation event in August. You know, we're going to have reserve seating upstairs for that NOSA show August 8th because it's going to be full. It's going to be packed. I think we're going to get a lot of people for this too.
Right.
But you guys are more than welcome at my treat. That'd be awesome. Hopefully enjoy yourself and, you know, tell us what you liked or didn't like.
I mean, what I really like, I know when the last time I was there, I called races, I think it was July 4th weekend a couple of years ago.
Yeah, right when I flipped.
Yeah.
Bad luck. It's your bad luck.
Yeah, that's what it was.
That's why you never do well in Grand Forks, because you're freaking announcing. You take the night off next time the lightness puts here. I've decided it's you, John Roberts.
He's the bad omen.
You're the omen.
Okay. I'm not even going to put the camera on you guys anymore now. What I really like is happy hour.
Yes.
And it's a real bar.
Yes.
I mean, I got a mixed drink.
Yeah.
I got a whiskey Coke.
That's cool.
And I remember the Busch Light Pounders were very, very reasonably priced. Mm-hmm. Happy hour. Yeah. Gotta love it.
Gotta love happy
hour. You gotta love that deck special.
$30,
your ticket and a bucket of five beers.
And that deck is amazing.
That's cheap.
Yeah. I want to build that deck out. It's a pretty big deck. Sponsors to find it. I want to build it out.
It's a nice deck.
I mean, I think you guys will have a fun time. I mean, I got a couple tickets. I'd probably even buy you a beer. I mean,
what?
He probably might buy us a beer. Probably might even buy us a beer.
I'm going to walk up there like, Jason Berg told me to come up here and get something.
Yeah. It's going to be, who are you?
Yeah.
But I'm really excited to have the boxcar stuff there because I want to help promote this
brand.
That's
pretty pumped.
I want it in my shirt shack. I mean, I want to, and the Vanilla Cycle stuff, I saw it from Paul Erickson and yourself, and I was so excited they jumped on board. I mean, I want to have some shirts for that tang. I mean, I'm really pumped about this weekend, man.
It's pretty wild, I think. For anyone that's never been to Buffalo River, if you like air conditioning, they got it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go in and buy your concessions. You're not standing in line sweating your ass off. You're in air conditioning, nice, relaxed. It's actually pretty quiet in there, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When the races are going, it's just, what Jason and those guys have done. I mean, they repainted pretty much everything. It's gorgeous. And you're right down there next to the riverbed. I mean,
it's a great, pretty damn nice there, place. Pretty good place. I sat up there doing some work one day, and I looked out, and there was a deer walking by the flag stand and in stands.
Hopefully, I won't get that on Sunday.
No, yeah. No, we had a bunny a couple of times.
It's just a great view, mm-hmm. a great setting. It's really cool. Like to what Jory said, you know, my mom and dad, they went in the air conditioning with the rest of the family, and they're like, yeah, it was really cool. It was nice. But my mom's like, I kind of like the dust and the sound
right.
coming from my mom. And I'm mm-hmm. thinking she would like air conditioning.
Yeah.
You know, but that's not some people's thing.
Right.
They really like to sit outside. There's people that get there at 4 o'clock when the gates open to get way up in the corner or a shaded section. Mm-hmm. And you're like, wow. And you know, you go try to give them some tickets and you fall off the bleachers and you crack your shit.
And, you know, on the other hand, too, a few years back, I was there during a blizzard for the snowcross races. And it was so great because you'd go outside, watch the race, and you'd go back into the heat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was nice and warm. It took me, in a four-wheel drive pickup, it took us almost 4 hours to get home in that blizzard that night.
Oh, but wow.
I wasn't going to miss that, man. How many pairs do we still have left? I know a couple of people have texted in. Okay, so if you want two tickets to the racetrack and 10, buy one, get one free to Thunder Road Go-Karts, text us, 701-213-0863. All you got to do is say, I want them, and they will be here waiting for you.
And all they're right. good for all season, so if we don't get enough texts in, just keep them.
Oh, okay. I mean,
they're your guys'.
All right.
I appreciate what you guys do. I mean, I do it as
Thanks,
well.
Thanks, buddy.
You do a great job, and I love coming up here. I mean, other than John forgetting that I was coming today. I mean,
I even went back and started trying to look through my messages,
yeah.
and I don't know. And all of a sudden, I'm eating supper last night with the family, and I'm like, oh, crap. I got to do some messaging here, and I felt bad, and you're
you
like,
had the better burg on.
Well, you're like,
this guy's like famous.
I know.
Yeah. Seriously.
I'm okay.
The mustache makes him that way. Yeah.
I'm not famous. The Maybe mustache infamous. Or the mullet is Maybe famous. It has nothing to do with any of this. It's just right here.
It's almost like a curse, isn't it?
Stops at
I used to
nose.
Wear those big, stupid glasses, and I'd tell people I wore them because it made my head look smaller, and then I figured out after how many years it really didn't.
Do you have a big pair of Oakleys? Like Oakley tinted sunglasses? Do you have them?
No, I have like a pair. I got like a big pair of spy glasses. Yeah.
Yeah. I see him wearing something like that. He's strolling. Now you get a cowboy hat on or something. No.
Well,
you
put a cowboy hat from Arizona. Maybe I'll wear it on Sunday.
You could throw a cowboy hat on him.
Will you wear cut off jeans or something?
That's what I was saying. Yeah. Just like, no t-shirt. Cut off jeans like the jorts.
Jory's and jorts.
Yeah, Jory's and jorts with
barefoot.
Barefoot with your sunglasses on and just holding checkered flag. That's a beer picture right there.
Tell you what, if I win on Sunday and I collect my own check and my own money,
yeah,
you'll see me in jorts, no shirt, barefoot on top of my car. I'll bring them with just in case.
How about
I forget to bring jorts, we'll make whatever pants I have on jorts.
Okay, how about Crocs and black socks instead of barefoot? Because you never know what you're going to step on. Yeah. We wouldn't want you to get hurt.
What am I going to do? What's the worst that's going to happen? We're going to have another burg in a boot.
You want to know what's funny? Look what name's on this boot, too.
Well,
that name is famous.
What is it?
Berg.
Oh, Berg.
The brand of the boot. I put it on, and they're like,
the brand of the
boot's
Berg.
I'm like, is this Jory's product? Because it's not mine. I want a cut of this. Yeah.
You know, I wish I would have known you were in that boot, because I happen to have a collection of them at my house.
Yeah. 3 more weeks, you can have this one. I'm already throwing it away.
But yeah, hold on to them.
Let's put a pit lizard sticker on it.
There you go. Can I sponsor that boot?
Yeah.
Put a boxcar sticker on it. It might be faster.
Yeah.
You never know.
Probably. I'm going to pull it on my lightning sprint.
Heel time will go double.
Yeah, there you go.
So we're coming to Grand Forks pretty soon. Did you tell Darren and Brad now you need that night off? Because you and Chad need a switch or something. I need to change my mojo up for River City, man.
How about maybe we could do this? When the lightning sprints are out there, maybe I'll have you come up and you can call that race and I'll go down and I'll interview. Then maybe I'll get to interview you.
And then maybe
I could get him off my damn back.
Okay. We'll do that.
I love that track, but I do not do well there. It's such a fun track, though. Mm-hmm. It is awesome.
But if you lose, then where are we going to blame it on?
Me.
I'd still blame it on Chad.
Now it's Chad.
Yeah, announcer's curse.
Yeah. I don't want anybody talking during the lightning sprints at all.
So I got $100 for the hard charger, personally coming from me.
Yeah.
What other things? Let's do one other thing. I'll throw some money at something else. What do we want to throw it at?
Should we do a hard luck?
Let's do a hard luck. I'll throw $100 of my own money into a hard luck.
Yeah.
For that. So we'll do that as well.
And speaking of that, I do have to mention Dustin Strand did donate our trophy. So I'm going to have a picture of that and the bikes and stuff up.
Nice.
Probably later this afternoon after
on I pick Facebook? Up
the trophy. Yep.
We also got a couple leftover bikes from Dakota Supply Group, Jory, that we're going to give away.
Perfect.
It is Biltmore Inn and Suites and O'Kelly's Night. They've donated to a boys and girls scooter.
That's awesome.
They're going to do the candy toss as well. They got tons of candy. And I mean, they got tons of stuff they're giving away.
Yeah. Paula brought this up. I think I like this idea too. Maybe even better than the hard luck one. Mm-hmm. The longest toe.
Oh, yeah.
That'd oh, yeah. One, there you go.
The longest toe. Because you got the Dakota Classic Modified Tour kicking off.
Yep.
That's shut down Jamestown. So you got those guys coming.
Then I got to do math. Maybe we'll have to ask Jeanette to do it.
Amanda Joe will be there.
Amanda is leaving us.
Oh, she's got Husets in South Dakota.
Yeah, so here's the deal, too. Steven's gone, too.
Yeah.
So that's my... And then the backup for Steven, she's been mandated at the hospital in St. Cloud for the weekend for working. So as of right now, I don't have anybody running Orbitz yet. So,
oh, no.
Yeah, I think Heather might be coming to run it, but she said it's been a while. So, and then the person at West Fargo, we asked, they're out in the Lake of the Woods.
Right. And Jamestown's running.
Yep.
So they had Dakota Classic there. So
I don't know who's going to run the transponders yet. Well, we're still working on it. It'll be taken care of. It always mm-hmm. works out.
We just gave away a set of tickets. He came here to pick them up.
Yeah, he already came and picked them up.
Awesome. Oh, that's cool. Awesome.
There you go. Did you get them?
Yeah.
No, she came. All right, everybody.
She's so sneaky.
He didn't even say hi.
No.
Hi.
You're welcome.
See ya. Welcome, bye.
Oh, and by the way, Alvin swung in the studio this morning to say hi and how much he enjoyed our shows, especially the Dirty Thursday show. And I said, hey, anytime, come back in.
I love this.
I know. It's getting there, isn't it?
It's awesome coming here.
I know people are looking at their watches. I know you got to get back to work.
Yes, sir.
You probably have to get back to work.
No.
And I know Jason doesn't have to because he took the day off.
Yeah.
He made that pretty clear in his text last night.
Maybe we should call Mark and see if he can get us some Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah.
You know what? I was kind of mad when he showed up without any Buffalo Wild Wings.
I guarantee you, if you went to Buffalo Wild Wings right now, I bet he's there because he usually goes there Thursdays for lunch.
I'm just going to walk in there and go, I know Mark Dobler.
Mark,
give me your wings.
Mark is a super guy. I got to quick tell you this. So, but when we took over Buffalo River Speedway, there was a big Buffalo Wild Wings banner on the side of it. And usually I don't mind just going to somebody and asking them for money, and mm-hmm. especially when I'm passionate about it. But I don't know Todd, and I know everybody probably asked him to sponsor this, and he mm-hmm. does sponsor a lot of stuff. So he was on the list, but it was kind of down on the list, and I pushed it back a couple times.
Right.
Well, I was talking to Mark one day, and he's like, hey, you know, have you talked to Todd yet? And I said, no. I said, I need to. You know, when you talk to him, does he even know who I am? Catherine from Buffalo Wild Wings called me a couple days later. And she said, hey, they were concerned about that banner on Buffalo River Speedway. And, you know, was it going to stay? Is it going to go? I said, well, you're on my list to do it. She goes, well, Todd, I want, you know, Amanda actually texted me and said, hey, Todd LaHaye wants your phone number. And so I never got a chance to thank Mark till today. He hooked that up, and he told Todd that what I was doing, my passion for racing, and that he liked the things we were doing.
Yeah.
So he helped connect that. So Buffalo Wild Wings is going to stay at the Speedway for 3 more years.
Oh, nice.
And they sponsor the NOSA night coming up August 8th.
Oh, that's awesome.
So thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings. They're great people there. And thanks to Mark. And it's people like Jory. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's people that you know that have really helped us with this Buffalo River Speedway and my lightning sprint racing. I mean, I wouldn't be doing it without those people. So, but it's just amazing the people you meet, John and Chad.
Yeah.
You don't know today what can change because of your friendship with them. But if you're good to those people, karma comes back and gets
sure.
you.
Sure.
So. We got a caller from someone.
Oh, we got a caller.
Can you hear us?
Oh, boy.
Hi, can you hear us?
Hello?
Hello. Okay, hi. Who's this?
This would be the one and only Heather.
Well, hi, Heather. How are you doing today?
Heather!
Knows the sprint cars at the Devil's Lake Speedway on Saturday.
She'll handle your Orbitz.
She will.
She'll hear your Orbitz.
Orbitz is handled. Thank you, Heather.
And then you can just donate my pay mm-hmm. to the fourth place spot for the Midwest Mods from Wild Child Motorsports.
All right, so we're going to donate Heather's pay.
Wow.
God, that's awesome. But you know what?
Were you even going to pay her, though?
I was going to say, what is $25? That's not really much.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Come on. Yeah. All right. Tell you what, Heather. Since I like you and you have mac and cheese bites for me usually, we will pay you an extra $100 that night.
Yeah.
How's that? Okay. To the fourth place. God, okay. I got to write that down.
You can just give it to the fourth place finisher.
Fourth. So if I can't win, I just got to finish fourth.
Yeah, finish fourth. Yeah.
Yeah. You get some of your money back.
Done.
So,
yeah.
Awesome. Thanks Heather.
Yeah, and that's from Wild Child Motorsport.
Well, thank you, Nolan, and everybody at Wild Child Motorsport. Right.
Yeah, thank you, Heather. We appreciate that.
Nice.
And you're welcome.
Heather, we'll see you on Saturday.
And I will find somebody to donate $100 for the longest tow. I will find it, Joria. That's my promise. Okay. If I don't find it, I'll pay it.
All right.
Okay. We'll figure it out.
There it is, buddy. What an awesome show.
What an awesome show. In fact, you wouldn't believe all the texts we've been getting saying how awesome of a show this was today. And everybody's just glad to see you guys in here.
The mustache is here.
Yeah. I mean, Mark Dobmeier and Jory Berg were here. I mean,
Well, Mark Dobmeier and the Bergs.
Bergs.
Plural.
Yeah. Amanda Joseph is our two favorite Bergs. Berg
Just had a big old Berg family reunion.
Yeah.
Non family reunion. Yeah, whatever you want to call it. We should have had Tom. We should have my dad. We could have brought my sister in here.
You know what's funny? So I played pool. There's five Bergs in between here and Duluth that were not related.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put a pool team together, the Bergs.
Yeah.
And none of us are related and play in a five-man pool tournament with it. And then, you know, so do you play pool? You want to be a
fun? I can. Yeah. I'm not good. If you guys want to carry the team.
Yeah. You can change your name to Chico, but that's the DeBarges, not the DeBergs.
You just call them the Icebergs because you're all from up north.
Yeah. Hey, you got to see this trophy. I mean, you guys, this is a... For me, this this event with Jory, this is up there with the NLRA and Nosa thing. To me, this is one of the events that I'm anxious about and I want to see do well. And the stock cars will be there for the first time. So the Legends. I mean, I'm nervous. That's why I'm just jabbering. I'm just freaking nervous.
If you haven't
I order the swear jar, I guess Paula said. So how much what's the fun?
If you guys haven't seen IMSA stock cars race, just picture a street stock on steroids because that's what it's like. Those things are, if I... wanted to race one, I think I could.
Well, putting this as
big. Who's doing it in the car?
Yeah. Well, you guys, it has been an awesome show. Thank you guys all for coming on tonight or today. John Roberts, it's a beautiful time to close her out, my friend.
I believe it is. And you know what? I wish we could do this all day long.
It'd be nice, right? I should take a day off one of these days.
I think it's time for a Bush latte.
There we go.
Thanks,
guys. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you for having us, man.
Appreciate it, guys.
And again, thank you, Jory Berg, Jason Berg, Mark Dobmeier, and of course, the other half of the Bullring Boys, Chad Hoff. Racing tonight at River City Speedway. Don't forget Sunday night, the big show at Buffalo River Speedway in Glendon. And again, we still have a couple of those packages left. A couple of race tickets to be used whenever you want at Buffalo River. And 10, buy one, get one free. Hey, get your big head out of the way. Buy one, get one free. All you got to do is text us 701-213-0863. Tell us your name. Tell us you want them, and they are yours. Special thanks going out to Rumors Sports Bar Casino. In fact, the big Rumors Charity Golf Tournament is going on right now. Love Rumors, wall-to-wall TVs. That's what I'm all about, man. I can watch the NHL package. I can watch UND Fighting Hawks hockey. Home of the world-famous Beer Tower. They have all the horse racing parties. You know what? Go try your luck at bingo. Maybe go bet on the horses. Charitable gaming, they do it all. All kinds of specials, whether it be lunch, supper, or beers or drinks. Love it. Fiesta Friday tomorrow, too. Don't forget about that. Rumor Sports Bar and Casino right here in the Grand Cities Mall. Let's see. Tomorrow. Tune in for our morning update. Also got your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast coming up. Hey, everybody, remember to like, share, tag, and follow us, and hit that notification bell on your smartphone, too. You'll never miss a show that way. There she goes. You know, Grand Forks is an awesome town. Grand Forks Best Source, giving it an identity again.